Welcome to Forging a Life, Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny with Coach Christine Clark. Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your very being is softened by fire as you take hits that shape you. Christine is a transformational life coach dedicated to empowering entrepreneurs to create a whole life success on their terms. On this show, you will be forged into a magnificent, powerful, highly functional work of art that is your significant life. Now, here's your host, Christine Clark.
Join me, Coach Christine Clark, as we forge our lives. We are going to go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Who will you be when you believe you have what it takes?
Welcome to Forging a Life. I am Coach Christine Clark. We're going to go beyond the curve, calling in your unique destiny. And I am jazzed to be here today. This is going to be so much fun. Think about the curve. What is the curve? When have you been in the curve? When has life or the universe given you curveballs? Was it a swing and a miss? When was the last time you did a party and you put together, you had these wonderful specialty cookies that you just had 2 weeks ago and thought, oh, these are going to be perfect. And you go to the store and they don't have anymore. And they tell you it's a specialty item. You can't get those anymore. That's a little bit of a curve. You know, in 1998, my husband was making beautiful pocket knives, single bladed, really tiny works of art. And we had a handful of people that bought everything he made. And he continued to work steady. The money came in. Life was good. Things were flowing. And in the fall of 1998, the stock market took a huge plunge and everybody stopped buying immediately. That was a curve. We were in the curve. And destiny. Talk to me about destiny. You know, are you on a path? Do you feel like you're moving through life just doing one thing after the next, but maybe you're not sure where you're going? Are you on a trajectory? Can you see the pinnacle and you're just going for it? Or is life just kind of a holding pattern? Are you stuck in your circumstance and feel like you're really not going anywhere? You know, we can feel and sense that there is something beyond where we are at, and we want to call that in. And sometimes it's veiled to us. Sometimes it's not very clear. And it takes a little bit of time to figure out what is that or how do I get there? Or maybe we just get a brief glimpse and we think, you know, maybe that wasn't real. Or maybe we're just going along and we know that what we're doing right now does not fulfill and call us to be who we are meant to be, but we're not sure what the next step is. That can be your destiny. Well, I'm going to tell you that destiny that's waiting for you is absolutely real. Absolutely real. You know, in 2015, I stepped into becoming what was my destiny to be a transformational life coach. But that step was a lifetime in the making. You know, I think back early in my childhood, you know, I just took jobs. I just did what was in front of me, right? So I went out and I figured out, you know, I babysat, I mowed lawns, I shoveled snow, I cleaned the meat room at our local supermarket, and I was a cashier. And think about all the things that you did. You know, did you have a lemonade stand? Did you walk dogs? Did you have a paper route? What kinds of things were you doing even growing up? And yes, it was money to go and then have cash so you could buy things. But think about what happened for you. What did you learn about yourself? What did you learn about people? What did you learn about the world just working those jobs? And that's part of our destiny, part of living and experiencing. And we are in the curve. We've been in the curve since we were born, really. And when you talk about the product of the katana, you know, the katana is a Japanese style sword blade. And one of the steps that the smith does is he takes the initial forging and puts it into a big curve. And that curve is a good planning step. And then as the edge is put on that blade, it straightens out. You know, and that's what we're in. We're in the curve. And as we take steps, our path straightens out for us. Now, the smith, he's got the 10,000 foot view, right? He can see exactly what's going on. He can see the end game. And for us, we're boots on the ground. We're at ground level, and we can only see just a little bit in front of us. And think about how when you learned how to ride a bicycle, do you remember learning how to ride a bicycle? And you got in and you pedaled and you got your balance. You went like maybe half a pedal and you fell off. And then you got to go so you could go like a half a block. And then eventually you could go two blocks. And then eventually you could go, you know, pedal up the street. You know, that was a learning curve. And you believed you could learn how to ride a bike. And you had belief in yourself and you took action. Those are the important pieces. You know, one of the most transformational aspects that people experience coaching with me is that sense of direction. You know, when people are able to get clarity on where they're going and get in motion, and we hone it down, we get really specific about what that vision is, and then they take actionable steps, and I keep them in the process. So you take one step and then the next step and the next step. And the thing about having clarity and that thing about being able to take steps is that that belief that what's possible grows, and then it instills itself, and they don't question what's going on, because it's like, I'm going to get there. I can see that I'm going to get there. And that's such a wonderful transformation. Do you believe you have what it takes? You know, sometimes we think about we're overwhelmed. There's so many choices and I don't know exactly what I'm doing. We think about when you made the choice of what college to go to, what job to take, you know, who to see, what kind of friends. All of those things are choices that we've experienced as we grow up. And we want to make the right choice. And we do the very, very human thing of we want to divine the future, right? We want guarantees that whatever we do, it's going to be perfect. It's going to be right. There's no mistakes. And, you know, sometimes we just want to close our eyes and throw a dart, you know, let the universe decide for us. And what happens when you do that? Well, at least, you know, if it doesn't work out, it's not my fault. You know, the universe picked that for me, right? What's underneath all of that decision-making, am I doing the right thing? Where am I going? Is the inner voice, which is questioning. It's questioning us. And are we doing the right thing? Are we in the right place? Are we taking action? Are we doing the right actions? And that questioning voice can really undermine us. You know, one of the biggest transformations that happens with my clients comes as they choose that direction and take action. And when they clarify their vision and they set actionable intentions and they naturally move into that belief. And that's what it takes, you know, that's what it goes, you know, to get where you want to be is never a question of having and what it takes. It's absolutely that you have everything you need. So what is the curve and when is the belief? When we're in the curve, you know, we are in action and going along, but life will throw us sideways. We'll see, you know, what am I doing? How do you know when you're in the curve? How do you know when you're actually making movement along your right trajectory? And it comes from experience, from, you know, check, you know, what it is that you want to achieve and how you're going about it. And what happens in life is we will try something out, we'll go along for a while, and sometimes we're thinking, well, this isn't the right thing. This isn't suiting me. And we have a choice of whether we want to stay put or whether we want to change and move. Being in the curve gets us to where we want to go. But we're on this curve, and as we take steps and we don't know what's in front of us and we have to take action in order to see a little bit further. It's like standing at the bottom of the valley and you can look up and you can see the mountain and you can see the peak if it's a clear day, but then the clouds come in and cover the peak. But what you can't see is all the rocks and the valleys that are between where you're at and the mountain. And you just keep going and you step up and you climb up the mountain and you continue to walk. And one of the big pieces about having that vision, knowing you can get there, but we don't get to see the path. If you can see a clearly laid concrete path that's a smooth highway, you are not on the right path. That's somebody else's path. They built it for you because there are things that you need to learn and you need to be able to work on. So are you someone who is seeking your destiny? You know, or is it veiled from you? Are you in the curve and are you taking action, but maybe you feel off center? Have you been working toward the life that you desire for too long and you're thinking, how maybe I should throw in the towel? You know, I guide people through these questions. And if you want, we can have a conversation. You know, I'm available to you. Go to sunglowtransformation.com, put yourself on my calendar. You can click to have a free session. And it's time for you to believe fully in yourself. So let's make that happen for you. We're going to go take a break. And when we come back, how do I live in belief? How can I get out of my head and into my body? I'm Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging a Life Beyond the Curve, Calling in Your Unique Destiny. And I'll be right back after this break.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Hello, this is Coach Christine Clark, and this is Forging a Life Beyond the Curve, Calling in Your Unique Destiny. You know, we're talking about living in belief. And when is it that we have that it's easy to believe? And what do you believe in? And what is your belief dependent on? You know, what does it take to have belief? Do you have to see it, feel it, touch it to believe it? Do you believe in those things that are intangible? And is your belief dependent on someone else or a higher power or what's inside you? You know, knowing and trusting. So what do you believe? I've heard the people say, well, I'll believe I'll have another drink, right? But do you believe that bad guys always win? You know, do you believe that love rules all? You know, do we believe in the dignity of all people? Do we believe in Black Lives Matter? Do you believe in climate change? All of these things are beliefs. All of these things feed into our psyche. And have you ever had your belief shaken? Have you ever had, you know, the rug pulled out from under your belief? You know, ever had somebody act unexpectedly? When in the pandemic, you know, in the last 14 months, did you have somebody that you thought you knew pretty well, you know, act and behave and react in a way that you just did not expect? I had that for myself for a couple people because the pandemic was so disruptive on so many levels. And the way that people responded ran the spectrum, really. And fear can do strange things for people. And sometimes when we believe in somebody or we believe somebody acts or is going to be a certain way and then they're not, it can take you aback. So have you ever also been out of belief, out of your alignment with yourself, with what you believe yourself to be? You know, I would say an assertive driver. I am out here in the Midwest. And when I am on the highway and I'm in the left lane and people are not doing the standard Iowa 10 over, maybe the person's only going 3 miles an hour over the speed limit, you know, that holding grace and being gracious and holding space for people, coach that I am, goes right out the freaking window. And you will find me saying, get out of the way, you know, and maybe that's not who I really believe I am, but it's who I show up as. Moving from your head and your ego to your body is part of that belief, because so much of what we believe also lives in our head, and we want to move from our head and get out of our ego and into our body, into our heart, so we can embody our beliefs. You have to get out of your head and into your body. You know, we have to leave the ego and allow ourselves to attach to the heart. You know, in the head, we have doubt. We have second guessing ourselves. You know, that inner critic grabs the bullhorn. You know, one of the major steps that I took, which 25 years after, you know, fueled my leap of faith to become a life coach, was jumping off the corporate ladder. You know, I was working full time and I left the corporate when I had my first son. And my husband and I were, you know, pretty casual about having kids. We kind of looked at each other and says, maybe we should. Okay. And so I was very ambivalent about having a child. I was the 9th woman in the underwriting department to get pregnant and have a kid. And all these other women would come into the underwriting department carrying their new bundles of joy. And I never held a single other baby. You know, even when I was as big as a house and someone said, here, you want to hold the baby? It's like, no, I'm good. But it wasn't until my son was born, when he came out, all of a sudden the mommy button came on and I realized, oh yes, this, a new life, another life, something so important. And at that corporate job, I was putting in 50 and 60 hours a week. And I had started doing some direct sales about 8 months before. And that direct sales business, the income from it was not even a tenth of what my corporate salary was. But I knew I didn't want to be in the office with somebody else raising my kid. And so I hopped off cold turkey, left the benefits, left the salary, because I knew I could figure it out. And I jumped away because I wanted to be a work-from-home mom, and I believed that I could figure it out. And what I want to share with you is that I had belief and surety in myself as a mom. Now, in my business, that critic held the bullhorn. Have you ever, you know, had that critic that shows up and tells you that everything you're doing is wrong? Because that was mine. I was not doing the right things. I was not doing them in the right order. I was not doing them at the right time. The critic just was ruthless. How many of you have had that critic show up? And probably most of us have it every single day. What if you were doing reach out and you reached out and you made calls and you made connections all day long and you did not get one single interaction? And what about, it's a great night, I'm going to go out, let's invite friends to go out with me and we'll go out to dinner, and everybody is busy and nobody wants to go out to dinner. When those things happen, we translate that into there's something wrong and there's something wrong with me. Can you relate to this? Does this click with you? Because that inner critic can take everything we do or don't do and sabotage us. And all of that lives in our head. And it's one of the big pieces I address with my clients. When you have that inner critic, and when you have disappointment, and things are not coming out the way you want them to, or you're not getting the outcomes you want them to, and we decide that we're wrong, we decide that we're not cut out for this, or maybe we decide that I've been working at this for so long and I'm ready to throw in the towel, we short circuit ourselves by focusing only on the results. And you cannot control anything that's outside your own words and actions. You know, when you put all your happiness eggs into someone else's basket, you're going to be disappointed. What we want to do is bring the focus back to ourselves. We have to appreciate the effort that we're doing and recognize those so that we have the win. You know, I have people all the time that I work with, and it's a question of, you know, what are you willing to do and how far are you willing to go? You know, yes, we're going to have disappointments, but are you still willing to go out to dinner and have a nice dinner anyway, even though your friends didn't come with you? Are you willing to make the 20 attempts and celebrate that you made the effort and not look at the results? Are you willing to tell that old Uncle Bill that you're not going to hang out and spend time with him if he's going to tell racial jokes? You know, we don't have access to someone else's thoughts or their circumstance. You know, how they respond is not within our domain. What we do have is ourselves. You've got you, and you can celebrate every step, appreciate each effort, love on yourself. And that is the way to build belief. You know, sometimes getting out of bed is a courageous act. And so you can get out of bed, and when your feet hit the floor, you say, woohoo! And then it's downhill after that. It's a matter of understanding that that critic's going to show up and that you have the ability to push back and own it. You know, maybe some of you are thinking, whoever you're listening to, it's like, really, Christine, you want me to high five myself for getting out of bed, you know, for going to work? Or maybe you're thinking, well, that sounds good, but it can't be that easy. And I want to tell you, absolutely, yes, I want you to celebrate every little bit, every little thing you do. It makes a difference. And yes, it's not that easy. You know, is it time for you to silence your inner critic? You know, are you ready to be able to claim your life and be rock solid in your beliefs so that you're in motion regardless of what's happening around you because you believe in what's possible and you believe that you can get where you're going? Does that thought excite you to be able to be rock solid in your beliefs so you keep in motion regardless of what's going on? Does it scare you? Well, maybe we could have a talk. You know, every day I help people to step into their power, to get in motion, to stay in motion. And I'm available for you. You have permission to have a conversation with me. I'm Coach Christine Clark. My website is sunglowtransformation.com. You can click to have a free session. You can drop yourself into my calendar and we'll talk. So we're going to take a little break. When we come back, you know, what's the pinnacle? How did I get there? How do I get there? Do we even know what the pinnacle is? And what does my ego have to do with that? I'm Coach Christine Clark. You can find me at sunglowtransformation.com, Sunglow Transformation on Instagram, on Facebook, and at LinkedIn. We are forging a life, going beyond the curve, calling in your unique destiny, and we'll be right back after we take this break.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach, Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hello, this is Coach Christine Clark. We are forging a life, going beyond the curve and calling in your unique destiny. You know, how much of the time do we go it alone? You know, how much of the time do we just go along and do our own thing and push forward without assistance, without help, without asking anybody for any help? No one wants to ask for help, but we can always get help if we need it. So I want you to think about, you know, like even just something simple, like putting together a party. You got people coming over and you're going to set up, you're going to do it. Now, we women will probably do the grocery shopping. We'll clean the house and we'll cook the meal, right? And then your best friend comes in and she's sitting at the table and says, hey, can I help you with something? You know, the default is, no, I'm good. I've got it. And that used to be me. You know, I used to think that I couldn't allow people to help me. I don't know. It was this thing that, okay, she's sitting at my table. She should be sitting at the table. I should be working, but she offers. And I know for myself, when I go into somebody else's home, if they're doing something, preparing, especially if it's something that we're going to have a group to get together, I want to help. I feel more comfortable helping. But when someone asks me, well, what can I do? I own it. You know, it's like, no, you can't. I can't let them do this. I can't let them chop the onions or saute or, you know, start the broccoli or anything like that. And it's ridiculous. It's all ego. It's ego because I think I have to own it. It's ego because I think I can do it better. And it's also ego not wanting to be improper. And it's just, It's a bunch of hooey. And I've learned to say, yeah, that would be lovely. How about if you do this and step back? You know, what gets in the way of us allowing others to help us? You know, part of it's just being a control freak, right? Because I know that I'm the only one that can put this together just so. But we also have an ego block. You know, we don't want to look bad. We don't want to look like we don't know what we're doing. We don't want to look soft. We don't want to look weak, you know, and we know that we want to be able to be in control and appear to be in control. And sometimes, you know, we're paddling like mad underneath, trying to be serene on top. And you know, that can really get us into trouble. And the bigger piece too, when we're asking or not asking for help, is sometimes if we're in overwhelm, you know, if you're confused, if you're scared, if you're stressed out, you know, asking for help can be very vulnerable. And we don't want to ask for assistance because the thought that we might be denied, especially when we really, really need help, can shut us down. And so we can get in our own way and continue to struggle. But the truth is that nobody gets to the pinnacle alone. You know, we are meant to be in community, to have support and to bring others along with us. You know, the ego pretends that our reputation is always at stake, and our ego will have us justify, protect, defend that very thing that we're struggling to complete that could be so much simpler if we just had another hand, had somebody else to help us out. You know, the thing that we can accomplish on our own, and we won't ask for help because we want to save face. You know, in direct sales, there were a lot of bags and totes that I hauled around, and I would, you know, take them from the house into the car, from the car into the event, and then from the event back into the car. And people would offer to help, and I would say, no, no, I've got this. I can do this. And really, it was me wanting to be professional. It was me wanting to show I could do it, to me wanting to show that it was easy. And what that cost me was time. It cost me energy. But then later on, after I received some coaching, I realized that part of it also hurt me in relationships with the people that I wanted to have or thought I would have as customers, because it put this unintended block that kept people back, you know, this vibe of self-reliance actually put a professional boundary between me and them. Unintentional, didn't even realize it was happening, but it wasn't the warm fuzzy that could have built connections where I wanted to build connections. So that was a lesson that I learned. You know, hope you're getting this. Does this relate to anything you've experienced on yourself? You know, because self-reliance, has that ever cost you deeper connections? You know, also, we can shortchange someone else's growth when we don't delegate, when we don't give other people duties and things to do or allow them to try things. We are shortchanging their growth. We're shortchanging their life lessons. When you have your little kid and a little two-year-old wants to come in and help put the eggs away, and you don't want to let them help, you know, help put the eggs away because the eggs might break. What we are unintentionally telling that child is that you can't handle doing things. And it undermines the people around us when we are over self-reliant, when we won't accept help, when we won't delegate. You know, when it comes to getting through the curve, forging your life and business and attaining the pinnacle, what I know from working with so many individuals, as well as from my own life experience, is that what holds us back are the internal blocks. You know, 90%+ of the time we have the skill set, we have the education, we have the experience to get where we want to go. But we sabotage ourselves listening to that inner critic and doubting our own efficacy. And we think that, you know, failure means that we aren't doing it right. Failure means that we're coming up short. Failure means that we're not cut out for this. And the truth is that failure is lessons. Failure is meant to show you how to do something more. There's a piece of you that still needs to be honed a little bit. And it's really experience that is meant for you to grow. You know, the truth is that the outside catalyst is required. You know, to get clear of our self-sabotage, that outside piece is needed. You think back of having, you know, maybe you're wound up about something and you're sharing it with a friend and your friend says just that exactly right piece and a word or a phrase, and all of a sudden you have a new perspective. It's like, oh, I get it now. You know, when you're wound up and you're on the hamster wheel, when has your coach or when has your mentor asked the perfect question to really give you a shift in perspective? So inside each of us are the embers to ignite our potential, the ability to burn bright and to draw in our destiny like a moth to the light. But most of us are mentally and emotionally shoveling dirt on our embers. You know, we've got a shovel in one hand, we got a watering can in the other hand, and we're wondering, why is there no spark, right? But when I was in direct sales, you know, I had five events in a row cancel. And I was so devastated. I was so in my own stuff. And I totally forgot about the one event that was still on the books that week until the hostess called and said, are you coming? And my self-esteem was on the floor. And when that phone call came, any idea of my ability to be a quality businesswoman just was shattered. When have you found yourself in a dark spot? You know, when has hopelessness rung your bell? How do you come back from that? Well, you reach out and you connect to someone who can take that watering can out of your hand and give you some tinder. You talk to your coach, to your mentor, to your counselor, to your pastor, to your shaman, who will guide you to take a nice deep breath and then breathe back life into your dreams. You know, and that's what I do as a coach. You know, do you want to rein in your ego? You know, is it time to unearth your embers and get your fire going? Do you have a story to share or a perspective that relates to what we're talking about? I would love to hear that. You know, are you thinking, you know, Christine, I've got some questions. Then I would say, let's have a conversation. You can put yourself on my calendar or send me an email at sunglowtransformation.com. It's important for me that you get something out of this hour that you can take with you to forge your own life. So don't leave yourself hanging. You know, let's connect. Sunglowtransformation.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook at Sunglow Transformation. You know, we're going to take a break. You know, do you believe in your core? Do you recognize your unique elements? You know, what does it mean to trust the process? I'm Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging a Life Beyond the Curve, Calling in Your Unique Destiny. And we'll figure all that out when we come back. Let's take a break now.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at maryjanemack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known Light Body Whisperer, Grace Holm.
She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com. Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com. Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Hello, this is Coach Christine Clark. We're forging our life, going beyond the curve. What is the process? What does it mean to be in process? And have you ever just wished to have simple perfection and not have to work at it, not have to strive and struggle for it? You know, wouldn't it be cool if we could just simply do everything we believe we're capable of without sweat, without tears, without loneliness, and, you know, without the trial and error? Absolutely. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be nice? You know, I'm a planner and I love to put together a master weekly plan, put everything in there, get my coaching hours, put my mastermind group, the time I'm going to reach out to people, when I'm going to set up my next podcast, time for reading, time for yoga, time for meditation, time for family, you know, time to do the bookkeeping, meals, everything. And I love it when it's, you know, I color code it, right? So I love it when everything's in balance and flow and it looks good. For me, the process is when I actually step into making that come to fruition, because nothing, no plan ever survives real life, ever. You know, universe is going to drop things in on you. There's going to be car repairs. There's going to be, used to be kids that needed to be run, you know, stuff that happens, need to go check on mom. And nothing ever comes to that beautiful color. So for me, the exciting part is the planning part, but the growth part and being in the process part is actual real life. And you know, the universe wants to drop those things on us. It's called being in the curve, and we're in the curve and we cannot see the path forward. You know, it has to be straightened a little at a time. You know, it's those hammer blows that produce that straight sword with a keen edge. It's a process. It is a process. I used to make booking calls. I would write myself a script. And when I would get an answering machine, I would practice the script. And when I got to talk to somebody, the script was more like guidelines and gave me some bullet points so that I could make sure I said everything I wanted to say. And over time, doing that, eventually, when I would actually talk to somebody, when I would make that connection, I had a 90% booking rate to book an event with somebody I spoke to. The process honed the skill. You know, your unique destiny is waiting for you. There is one that's aligned with your core, and you've been in the process of becoming who you're meant to be since birth. You know, the destiny that you can feel, that flame that pulls you forward, is aligned with who you are at your core. But it will take learning, perspectives. It'll take releasing those things that don't serve you. It'll take gaining new skills. It's going to take running into something again and again until you get it, until it clicks. And it's going to take effort. You know, go back to the bicycle. It's going to take time to learn to be able to pedal the three blocks. You got to keep trying again and again. And then eventually you're going to be able to ride all over the neighborhood. And then after that, you're going to be able to bicycle across the country. But it's a process to learn it, to gain the strength, gain the resiliency. You know, and the processes, they transform us. We have to take imperfect action. Processes give us resilience. They build the muscle memory. You know, through the fire and the sweat, we gain knowledge. We gain an understanding so that when you achieve what you're after, you can maintain it. You know, our destiny is not to go touch the pinnacle and then live quietly and happy in the memory of that ever after. You're not supposed to go there and then just remember that you were there once. We're called to transform. We're called to thrive in that place and to get where we have to take the imperfect action, and we have to trust the processes. That's what, you know, that's just what it takes. So want to talk about, you know, what curves are you in? What knowledge and skill, what edge can you claim? And are you ready to move forward? You know, your journey is unique. And the processes that you're going to go through are special and specific for you. Some, you may look over your shoulder and think somebody else isn't doing nearly what I'm doing to get, you know, I'm having to work three times as hard to get what they're having. And the truth is that everybody has their own journey. Everybody's challenges are in different areas of their life. And everybody has those parts that are needed to be refined so that you can live the life you want, so you can be deeper in connection with people, so you can manage your wealth better, so that you can live full out riding the waves. And there are things that you struggled with a long time ago that are now come to muscle memory. That's a process. It's the process of becoming. You know, we are transformed as we work, as we go through. And that's what the important piece is. So what curves are you in? You know, what knowledge and skill, what edge can you claim? Are you ready to move forward? You know, I would love to hear from you. I want to hear your wins. I want to hear your challenges. I want to hear about the pinnacles and the curves. I'm Coach Christine Clark, and I'm available to you. I want you to go to Sunglow Transformation and book a conversation. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn at Sunglow Transformation. So your journey is unique, and you have to believe in your elements and trust in the processes. And all of that is going to get you where you want to go. Now, I want to go back and just what we did, what we talked about today, and touch on that. You know, number one, you know, that there is something more and it's real. You know, is your destiny revealing itself to you? It is. In little bits and pieces, you're getting glimpses of what that future is. And when you stay in action, stay in motion. Number two, you have to live in belief. You know, we want to move out of your head and into your body. And three, you know, no one gets to the pinnacle alone. You have to connect with those that have the tinder and have that fresh perspective for yourself. And then four, you want to believe in the core and trust in the process. You know, these are things that I walk people through every day. And if you want to have help with any aspect of what we've talked about today, I invite you to check it out. You can click on Let's Connect or have a free session on my homepage at sunglowtransformation.com. What is important for you to remember is that thing that you feel that is drawing you forward, and maybe you don't know how to define it or recognize it. Let's have a conversation and define that for yourself so you know where you're going. Believe in yourself, believe in the action, taking action and staying in motion. Yes, that inner critic is going to be there and that voice is going to just go on and on and on. But you have what it takes to say, hey, I believe in me. I've got me. Let's move forward. And recognize that you have those embers. Recognize that you have that inner spark, that you have elements that are special to you that guarantee that not only can you get where you're going, but you're going to be able to maintain it once you get there. And that's worth trusting and believing. And so look at where you're shoveling that dirt on top of that fire. Where are you watering it down? And let's remove the water. Let's take off the dirt. Let's uncover those embers and give yourself a fresh perspective and understanding that you've got what it takes and you can get there. Believe in your core. Trust the processes. That's how you're going to get there. We're going to go beyond the curve. You're in the curve. And once you get beyond the curve, then you can call in your unique destiny. That's what we're about in this program. You know, we're going to be bringing on people with unique perspectives to share with you each month on the fourth Tuesday. I'm excited to be in this process with you. I'm excited to share and to grow as we continue to work and to refine and to figure out this beautiful miracle, which is called life, where each and every one of you gets to share what is unique and special to you to create a world that is more connected, that has more resiliency, and has more accountability for all those things, to treat people well and to have an equity of life. I'm Coach Christine Clark. You know, this is Forging a Life Beyond a Curve, you know, calling in your unique destiny. Join me every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific. This has been fantastic. I appreciate you hanging in there with me and listening today. We'll talk to you next week. No, we'll talk to you next month on Forging a Life with Coach Christine, calling in your unique destiny, going beyond the curve. Until next time, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Forging a Life with Christine Clark. Remember to acknowledge your talents and skills. Your gifts are the elements needed to claim the life of your dreams. Believe you have what it takes to forge the life you want. Through intuition, trusting yourself, and the process, take action and call your life into a vibrant, beautifully lit existence aligned with your core self. To learn more or work with Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.